We will need a high vaccination rate before you've got what we call herd immunity, where you have enough protection in the population, enough immunity in the population that you're disrupting the chain of transmission, and therefore the risk for everybody drops dramatically. So you have to have a high rate of vaccination for that to be achieved, probably 70% or more of the population needing to be vaccinated before we can achieve that. And that's going to take us some time. From what I see of communications, it could very well be through the year, through 2021, getting supplies of vaccine over time and then administering it to the population, working through priority groups from those at highest risk and those who provide care to those at greatest risk down the priority listing before we can get up to that 70 plus or 75% coverage rate. And these vaccines, at least two that are coming forward now, require two doses. So that's all the more work for us and all the more compliance from people to be able to get two doses to be assured of protection. So I feel confident that when we get through all of that, we will get to a point where we can bring to an end these control measures. I don't have a clear vision in my mind right now what that process will look like. It'll still have to be carefully done, thoughtfully done, driven by data about the degree of risk that remains, the percent of the population that's vaccinated, the percent of the population with immunity, the patterns of transmission before we can take away all of those control measures. But I feel confident that someday they will be gone.